We have assisted me in the Opati department, old friend of the show, one of my regulars for this part of the week, Mark Levine, former congressional attorney and Washington, D.C. radio host on Pacifica Radio's WPFW. Learn more about Mark at marklevineradio.com. Again, marklevineradio.com. That's L-E-V-I-N-E. Mark, good to have you back.
Good to be here.
So what say you about Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street? Did the failure of the super committee have any impact, or is it sort of nonplus? Or is all of this really a moot point, given that, again, the triggers wouldn't be happening until January of 2013 anyway? So technically speaking, this November 23rd deadline just violated by the super committee is not really written in stone, isn't it? It's sort of an artificial timeline of their own making, not a true deadline. What say you?
I agree. I don't care. The steering committee didn't succeed, so what? Let's move on. I didn't think they were going to succeed from the beginning. I told people back in 2010, if they elect a Republican House, the government will do absolutely nothing for 2 years, and the government will do absolutely nothing for 2 years. No surprise.
Is it the government
there.
Will the Republicans not do anything, or just the government itself won't do anything because it's split government?
The government won't do anything because it's split government. The American people voted in 2010. They may not have known they voted for it. They voted to say, government, do nothing. Just stay the same course for 2 years. And that's what the government's doing. If they had
Wait a minute. Why would they think they were staying the course for 2 years by demonstratively changing the majority of seats in the House back to the GOP versus the Democrats? I mean, you surely aren't going to be continuing the agenda of the folks you've just voted to get kicked out, are you?
No, a divided government means that the car is in neutral. It doesn't go forward. It doesn't go backward. The car was moving forward for a while, for the 2 years, the first 2 years of the Obama administration. He was getting us out of the depression with stimulus package and health care and all of that. Then when you vote for divided government, I guess there's two choices. One, the parties could work together, but the Republicans made it clear they weren't ever going to work with the Democrats. All they wanted to do was stop Obama. So you have one person who's got his foot solidly on the brake, another person who's got his foot solidly on the gas, and the car goes, you know, by fits and starts, and it doesn't go anywhere. And that's exactly where we are. And I think now we'll just simply wait till the November elections. And at the end of the day, it's the essence of the debate will be, do Americans really want to pay more taxes so that the rich get a tax break? Or do Americans really want to pay less taxes and make the rich pay more? That's what the election is going to be about. And we'll see whether 99% vote for their own interests or do they vote for the interests of the people on Wall Street.
Well, again, we keep hearing about this fair share. But if it's fair share, we don't know what that amount is, do we? I mean, isn't it fair to point out that you can't qualify that which you cannot quantify? So what is indeed fair share as you see it?
Well, right now, it's the lowest it's been since the 1920s, right? We haven't had this kind of income inequality since the 1920s. The rich are paying less taxes than they've ever paid in any of their lifetimes. So
No. The wealthy were... Wait a minute. The wealthy were responsible for 19% of all federal taxes that were being paid in 1980 and 81. 19%. Now, almost 50% of the country pays no federal taxes whatsoever. The upper 1%... have demonstratively found their share increased, have they not? I mean, the top 1% pay 35% of all federal taxes paid. The upper 5% pay 59% of all taxes paid. And the up 10% paid 70% of all taxes paid. Why should they be celebrating?
Okay, Alan, you know your facts aren't true, so please be very careful.
You know I'm as a percentage of taxes getting paid,
wait.
I'm sorry. 19%, the wealthy were paying 19% of all taxes in the early 80s. Now they're paying
all federal income taxes.
The only one that matters to this discussion.
Oh, so now you're issuing a
federal income taxes. I said it in the beginning. I can't help it if you're suffering from premature senility. I made it clear from out of the gate that I was talking about federal income taxes.
Okay, all right.
Why is it that the taxes that absolutely everybody pays is somehow an escape hatch for those who don't pay any federal income tax whatsoever? But anyway, if what you said were true, then what I said could not have happened, and it is empirically verifiable. This shows in its 14th year of national syndication, it didn't get here by disconnecting itself from veracity. Okay, the early 80s had the wealthy paying 19% of all federal taxes. Now you have the top 10% paying 70%. How can you argue the reverse?
Okay. First of all, as I've said, it's not all taxes paid. You said that about 10 times. It's federal income taxes.
Federal taxes. I've said federal income taxes. I don't have any
taxes. The middle class tax burden has increased under Bush dramatically, and the tax burden on the upper class has gone down dramatically. In fact, The top 400 families pay about 15%. The richest, the ones that make hundreds of billions of dollars, the Koch brothers, pay between 15 and 19% taxes, while somebody who makes $100,000 is paying 25% in federal income taxes. Plus, as you know, payroll taxes are disproportionately on the poor. The estate taxes have gone away. Under Eisenhower, the rich paid... It wasn't 19%. Federal income tax rate was 50% in 1980.
No, it was 19%. No, 19% of all the federal taxes in the country. That was the percentage. See, okay. Right now, the upper one... No, let me get this clear so everybody does not get confused.
But you're not mentioning...
Okay?
No.
I want to make sure nobody gets confused. When we talk about the percentage of taxes paid in this country, who's carrying the haul? Mm-hmm. Who's carrying the burden on their back? In the early 80s, 19% of all federal income taxes were paid by the wealthy. All right? Now, 70%
wealthy.
Are. The upper 1% pay... 35% of all federal income taxes. The upper 5% pay 59% of all income federal income taxes. And the upper 10% now pay 70% of all federal income taxes. But in the early 1980s, the wealthy were only paying in the aggregate 19% of all federal income taxes. So at one point or another, you got to acknowledge that half the country is getting away with paying no federal income taxes. That matters. That's relevant. If you have half the country without skin in the game as it relates to that dynamic, no wonder they feel so disconnected from the rest of the universe.
Alan, the more you say something that's false, the more people get confused. You say people have no skin in the game. No skin in the game suggests people aren't paying any taxes. If you would tell the truth...
No skin in the federal income tax game. No skin in the federal... Are you that forgetful that I have to keep saying federal income tax each and every bloody time? I'm thinking you have better retention skills than a heated frog. I mean, come on. How many times do I have to keep saying federal income taxes before you can just respond without having to torture everybody with the fact that I somehow slighting everybody by not including all the other little taxes that everybody has to pay? I'm specifically focusing on federal income taxes.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, as it relates to that, the upper 10% pay 70% of all the federal income taxes levied. Why is it you have such trouble with that?
99% of all payroll taxes levied are paid for by the bottom 90%. Is that fair? The rich have no skin in the game. They're paying no taxes at all. Those payroll taxes, they may pay 0.001%, whereas, you know, normal people pay 7.5%. Do you really think the rich should participate in our society when they have no skin in the game? Or is it possible, Alan, that all taxes are skin? Payroll taxes, federal income taxes, estate taxes, that maybe we should look at the entire tax burden rather than just the sliver that favors the wealthy. That's my point. That's skin in the game. All taxes count.
All taxes can count and still not be relevant to a particular point raised, because we're talking about the largest tax there is paid, and you want to put that aside.
That's not the largest
tax. You cannot stand the fact that the 70% of all federal income taxes are being paid by the upper 10%. That fact is engraved in stone, and it's simply unspinable, try as you might.
Not engraved in stone.
Upon our return, Occupy Wall Street again, and the Super Committee. What on earth is going to be happening soon around the corner? Does any of this mean anything as it relates to the Super Committee failure? I put it to you, no. Still got plenty of time. You are with Battleline, Main Street Radio Network. I'm Alan Nathan.